It's sobering to think about, isn't it? And nearly half of all the homeless are mentally ill. To be honest, these folks aren't the kind who are going to turn their lives around after getting a free shower and a cup of soup. They need help. They need guidance. And most, in my humble opinion, would benefit from at least a brief stint in a therapeutic environment, none of which is going to happen to them anytime soon. You're a nice man, Charlie Marvin. He playfully clutched at his chest.
Oh, be still, my beating heart. I'm too old to be receiving such high praise from a pretty face. Be careful, or my wife's spirit will come back to chastise us both. She always was a hellion.
That made me laugh, which seemed to make him happy. Bella returned to check on our progress. Seeing we had accomplished nothing, she flopped down at my feet, sighed heavily, and put her head down. For a while, the three of us sat there, gazing at the moon, listening to the water, feeling the peace of the silence. Of course, I was the one who broke it first. "Do you know who did it?" I asked. No reason to define it. Charlie took his time with his answer. "I'm afraid I know who did this terrible thing," he said at last. "Meaning, when the police figure it all out, the name will be someone I knew from the hospital." "You mentioned a couple of likely suspects. This Adam Schmidt, Christopher Aola."
"So you were eavesdropping."
"I have an interest," I said levelly. He winked at me. "I'm not criticizing, child. In your shoes, I would have eavesdropped too. Between the two, who do you think is most likely?"
"Not knowing any details of the crime?"
"None of us know many details of the crime," I said, in answer to his underlying question.
"Christopher Aola," he said promptly. "You'd have to be depraved but calculating to kidnap and murder six girls. Adam was a sleaze, don't get me wrong, but he was too lazy for this kind of crime. Christopher, on the other hand, he would savor the challenge."
"Do you know where he is now?"
"Well,"
Charlie started, then stopped.
"Well," I prodded. "I got to thinking about it more after talking with Detective Dodge and Sergeant Warren."
"Yes?"
"Well, the more I thought about Christopher, the more I thought it had to be him. So I called a buddy of mine at Bridgewater. He'd never even heard Aola's name. Bad sign right there, if you know what I mean. But he did some digging, and sure enough, Aola was released in 78. Meaning Christopher's had all sorts of time on his hands, yet none of us have heard from him. Makes me nervous."
"You don't think he magically got a job, assimilated into society, became a model citizen?" Charlie contemplated my question.
"Do you consider Ted Bundy was a model citizen? Because if you do, then maybe Christopher has a chance."
"That bad?"
"Man had no morals, no empathy with his fellow human beings. For a guy like that, the whole world is a system meant to be played. And what Christopher Aola enjoyed playing most was outwitting others in order to indulge his very private, very violent fantasies."
I considered Charlie's words. "If that's the case, how do you think he's made it nearly 30 years without coming to police attention?"
"I don't know, but you must have some ideas."
Charlie stroked Bella's head, considering.
"Aola came from money, so maybe he's tapped into those resources.